So Marianne, how did you get started?
Well, I was already going in for flowers over here in England. So before you get into the All Ireland Flower, you have to qualify. If you're in Ireland, you qualify at the provincial flower, which might be Ulster, Munster, and the others, Connacht. And if you're in England, they happen in the Midlands, England, the north of England, and Scotland. And whichever's nearest to you, that's where you go. So I went to the Midlands Flower to qualify every year, and I was doing singing in English, traditional Irish singing, Irish songs, but singing in the English language. And my son used to go along, and he was playing the fiddle. So he was in two competitions. He was doing whistling, sorry, slow airs and the tunes, the fiddle tunes. And then he started to. He could whistle, so he heard about this whistling competition. He thought he'd go in for it. Great. So that was he was in three competitions. I was getting a bit feeling a bit left out here. I thought, what can I do? There's lilting, this thing called lilting, and I used to go to the competitions when I was at the All Ireland because they were so much fun. Because you never know what sounds anyone's going to come out with.
Right.
And it's just so jolly.
Yeah.
I mean, it just everybody is smiling,
Smiley, smiley.
when you're smart, when you're lilting. So anyway, I went along to the room. I said, I haven't entered in advance, but can I do the lilting? They were delighted because there wasn't anyone else. And so I did my two tunes because my son must have been under 12, and you only do two tunes when you're under 12. I did my two tunes and I sat down, and the adjudicator said, very good, yeah, we'll have your other two tunes now. And I said, another two tunes. So I had to think of two more. So they can't be the same. You could have one jig, one reel, one hornpipe, one polka. There's a whole selection of dance tunes, but you can't repeat any of those. So I managed to scramble my way through it.
Wonderful,
And
wonderful.
I literally did not know what I was doing, girls. All you have to do is lose your inhibitions. And of course, I'd done a little bit of messing about, learning tunes in my head, at home when nobody was listening. Suddenly, I was in a room and I just had to go for it. So I went for it. And then I got through to the All Britain. So I
Wow.
thought, flipping hell. So I managed to figure out four tunes properly that time. And I got through to the All Ireland.
Wow.
And that first year, I came second in the All Ireland.
Excellent. Well done.
Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather because I've been trying to get something in singing for years.
You have a beautiful voice, as we will hear in a minute, anyhow. So it helps to have a beautiful voice.
And would it all would it always be dance tunes that you'd lilt? You would never lilt a song.
Well, no. And in fact, over here, a girl did lilt what was a song in Irish, Eleanor na Roinn. She lilted that in the All Britain. And I've never heard that done before, because to me, that sounds like you've just forgotten the words.
Right.
That's the first time I've ever heard anyone do a slow air. Now, the adjudicator didn't say anything about it, but that's not the norm. You would normally go for four different dance tunes.
Right.
And your intention is to make people feel like dancing.
Right. And historically,
Feature.
that's where they came from. People just lilting in the house and for people to dance. All right.
Because lots
There
of
were no instruments.
they were too poor, or the instruments were taken off them, for some reason. And but you always had your voice.
So, Marianne, when you're in the flat, what do you have to sing for each tune, or what do you have to lilt? Do you have to do a certain duration? Do you have to do certain repeats?
You have to do each tune twice. Now, most traditional Irish tunes will have an A part, a first part of the tune, and you'll do that twice. And then you'll go on to the second part of the tune, and that will be done twice. And then you go back to the beginning and you repeat the whole process. However, to be a good lilter, you have to put in variations the second time through.
Okay.
So You don't get extra points for doing it the same every time.
Okay.
It might be a different length of phrase. It might be a different syllable. If possible, a difference in the tune is what they are very more impressed by.
Right.
Is it difficult? Do you do ornamentation, or is that too difficult to do?
It's too fast.
Yeah.
You know, usually you'll ornament a song because you're singing longer sounds.
Longer notes, yeah.
And there's room for an ornament somewhere during that. But in lilting...
And is there a choice then between, you know, what syllables you use to lilt on and what words you use to lilt with? Because I know there's a few that you were very scathing of us using.
Yes.
No skittery items.
No skitteries.
Yeah, but to be honest, there are no rules.
You know,
it all depends who the adjudicator is. And since I spoke to you, I looked up a few people on YouTube, because there are now, there never used to be, but there are now some really good little clips of people lilting on YouTube. So if you did want to do it with a group of kids, you could show them these people. It's very, very contagious. It makes you want to join in. And I have heard somebody using Skithery Idol. Mind you, she was using a microphone as well. I mean, that's the thing. When you lilt, people tend to get very excited. You know, if you do it in a session or if you do it in a folk venue, you know, people tend to really get behind you. Because it's like watching someone just throw caution to the winds. You think, I like that. That is the enthusiasm. They might not be a great singer. You don't have to be a great singer. You just have to have rhythm and lift. You have to be able to make them feel like getting out of that seat. And
what are the syllables that you've heard or that you use yourself?
Now, I used to go along to the competitions at the All Ireland and listen to other lilters and see if I could pick up any new ones. I heard a man once singing "Didle do maskadi, didle do maskadi." I thought that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Not even percussive. Ask is a vowel, but I stick that in occasionally just because people are going to go, did I hear that right? You know. But anything that makes the tune go, and you'll hear different singers will have their different favourites. One of the best lilters in Ireland is Seamus Fay from Cavan.
Okay.
And he's made a CD of lilting. He used to lilt with his mother. He's an old man now, but still lilting. He's won the All-Ireland 3 times. And he's the first person I ever heard going, diary, 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 lal-da-dee-do. You know, it's the diary, where he got 3 syllables into it there. That's very nice to do, especially in a jig. And he's got a great variety of syllables when he lilts. And there's another one up there of Michael and Paddy Rafferty from Galway. They've made a CD as well called The Road from Ballinakil. This would be an old record now. And they like going diddle-dee doodle-dee, diddle-dee doodle-dee. That's one of theirs. And every lilter will have their own little thing. And I'm constantly trying to try new ones. But, you know, it all happens very quickly, you see. You don't have time to think much. You've just got to practice beforehand so your mouth is used to doing different things. I remember once we were in a hotel once when our 2 sons were little. We were staying in a hotel room and there weren't many people there. And Finn was going to be lilting when we got home in the flat, and so was I. So I was trying to get him to put a bit more energy into. I said, try this exercise before you lilt. Go, ee-oh, 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 ee. And for some stupid reason, we were all doing it, all 4 of us, my husband as well. And someone came along and knocked on the door. It was the management saying, would you please to keep the noise down in there? And he's just going, ew, ew, having hysterics. It just cheers you up.
Right. And I was going to ask you about exercises. I mean, that's the exercise you do. Do you do scales? Do you do breathing?
No, not at all. It's folk music. Mm. You shouldn't be worrying about breathing. Mm. It's not opera, so people didn't think like that 100 years ago when they were lilting. They just got the tune out their own way. But the style of a flute player would be the closest.
Okay.
So often in traditional Irish music, the flute player doesn't breathe at the end of the line. They breathe after the first note of the next line. Oh. And that, I mean, in very formal music, that would be considered a mistake.
Right.
But traditional Irish music, it gives it a little lift. It gives it a little break. And then breathe and then go on, you know, instead of always having a breath at the end, we'll just make it get bogged down.
Would you like to give us, you've been giving us little bits there, would you tell us the ones you did for this year's competition and maybe give us a little bit of them?
Well, the first, I did a hornpipe called An Seán Bhean Bocht, which is quite nice. And I got that from a recording by a Sligo band called Teda, T-E-F-O-D-A-D-A.
Yep.
And I just loved their version. But of course, most lilters cannot lilt at the same key pitch as the instruments. That's why most of the time, if you hear a lilter in a concert, they'll be accompanied by the baron, if anything. Yeah. Because, you know, and also if you were accompanied by an instrument, the audience wouldn't hear your...
Makes sense.
Okay.
So, An Seán Bhean Bocht goes like this.
When we were at the FLA in Mullingar this year and we were listening to other people lilting and watching them, they were very serious until you came along. And you were the person who had the smiliest face and you really came across as enjoying it. We really did think it was a serious art form very seriously. Until you came along and then you showed us that it was just a very musical art form rather than po-faced.
Oh, that's really nice of you to say that. I mean, I can't help it. I just can't help it. I can't do it seriously. I'm like that after I sing as well. I suppose the tension gets released. I usually finish a lilt with a big laugh.
But Marianne, I saw you in your Facebook that you have a lot of CDs and recordings, or you have a lot of material out there online. But I didn't see any lilting. I saw a lot of singing.
I do lilt on the last CD I did was called Charmed.
And okay.
What I do on that is there's a couple of songs like Tumbling Through the Hay where I do a lilt at the end.
All right.
And that was something that I heard Paddy Tunney do years ago. Paddy Tunney was a great traditional singer from Ulster. And I was lucky enough to get taught by him at the Fla Ceoil, the All-Ireland Fla Ceoil in Listowel in 1981. Because for a week before the Fla, there are workshops. So you must tell your kids this. It's called Scoláigse. The kids, they usually get put up by local families and they choose their instrument. It can be the accordion or the fiddle or the flute or singing. And they get, tutors who come along, and for 4 or 5 days the week leading up to the Fla, they'll be learning from, really good, really great people. So I did that for years and years and years. And that's where I got a lot of songs from. And Paddy Tunney used to sing a song and then at the end he would just burst into a lilt. And sometimes the lilt was really happy, but the song had been sad.
Okay.
But it lifted everyone up after, concentrating on the sad song. I really liked the way he did that.
Oh, that's nice. It's good.
Thank you for telling us the names of people.
There's 2 or 3 lilts on that CD, but they come at the end of a song.
Okay.
Probably doesn't look like it.
Can I ask you as well, Marianne, what do the adjudicators say at the end? But what are they looking for, the adjudicators in the Fla?
They very rarely say anything that you could hang your hat on, if you know what I mean. You know, they'll say things like, that had great lift. They might pick you up on the tuning. Staying in tune is important.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a beautiful voice, like I said before. Most of the lilting champions have been men.
Oh.
Nearly all of them have been men. And I think it's because there's something in a deeper voice that just lends itself to this more ramadi dabadi yakadi doodly. You know, it's it carries better, I think. But there are some great women lilters too.
We were talking to a whistler the other day, and she said that if you go online, whistling isn't just an Irish art form. People in other countries also whistle. Is the same true for lilting? Do you find people lilting in other regions apart from Ireland?
I mean, black people in America do scat, especially when they're singing jazz. In India, they have something called, wrote it down here, bol. And they'll
what is it?
Bol, B-O-L. So if you put that on YouTube, you might find some Indian people doing their versions. In fact, I might listen to them, get some extra syllables in.
Very good. But you won't sing skittery ever, will you, Marianne? No, you don't like it.
Avoid it myself, but don't quote me on that one.
Okay, no, just it's really interesting. I didn't know that it was that people would choose not to do it.
What you need to do is just listen to a good lilter, and there are plenty on YouTube. Here's a few. Seamus Fay, I mentioned before. Emer Arkins, that's a girl. She's a beautiful singer and great lilter. Seamus Brogan, he's from Wexford. He's an excellent lilter. And you will get a string of them.
Okay, it's great to get those.
And go along to the local Fla when it happens and seek out the lilting competitions.
Yes, we've been doing that. Have you another, what else did you sing, did you lilt at Mullingar? Would you give us another few bars, Marianne?
I'll give you a bit of a jig then. I like the jig, The Humours of Ballylochlan.
Okay.
And, I heard Eileen Ivers playing this on the fiddle. She's got fabulous energy when she plays. And so I tended to learn my version of the tune from her. And it also, it's got 4 parts. So it's more of a challenge. Now, when you're in the over 18s, you don't want to do the simplest of tunes. You want to show. So
Marianne, how do you get your note at the start, or have you ever found yourself in a competition at too high a pitch or too low a pitch?
Great question. Yes, I have.
God.
Because most fiddles and flutes, they've got a wider range than the average singer.
Yes. So
most traditional Irish tunes will start in your boots, and you will hum your little note to yourself, and you think, it can't be that low. I'll just go up a semitone, and you'll be sorry.
God.
Always start. 99% of them start as low as you can. There's one, a polka, Captain Bing, and that's one of my few tunes that starts high. So I like that one because it I know it's going to be high at the beginning. It's never going to get higher than that. And then the second half is, see what I mean?
So I do. Doesn't go up.
That's an exception.
All right. Okay. You mentioned at least once. You mentioned something about copying fiddling techniques. Do you try and copy fiddling techniques? I would have thought flute rather than fiddle.
Yeah, flute. But I was, you know, we had a fiddler here, so it was fiddling that I listened to. I prefer the fiddle to the flute. But you could hear in that jig I did that I wasn't breathing at the end of the line. There isn't.
Yeah.
You could hear that I was just sticking in a little, you know.
There's a problem with the fiddling because they don't have to take a breath. They can keep going.
That's it, yeah. And Eileen Ivers doesn't breathe, you know, when she fiddles. Well, she does, obviously, but we don't hear it.
Right, yeah.
Clay does that one, The Humours of Ballylochlan. And, you know, I mean, you can't go wrong. If you listen to Seamus Fay, all the teenagers here in Weston-super-Mare in Somerset were listening to Seamus Fay at one point because my kids thought he was hilarious, you know, because like me, they were cheered up by it. So they put it on their iPods. And then all the mates were thinking, what are you listening to? Oh, it's a guy called Seamus Fay from Cavan. What? But they all loved it. So they all had it on their random selection.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, his favorite bread.
Are you working? Does it take you long to learn a tune and to master it? You know, would you practice for a few weeks?
No, it doesn't take me long. But then I've been listening to traditional Irish tunes all my life. My dad loved the Irish music. He was from Cavan himself, and my mother was from Mayo, so it was on at home a lot.
And have you ever studied music, like serious formal classical music?
When I was at school, you know, the choirs did things like The Messiah and stuff like that, which I loved. And then when I went to teacher training college, I did study music and English, but I still did my traditional Irish songs, you know, when we had informal concerts, nobody else was doing them. And they were respected, you know, they would fit into a classical thing. And I'm in a little choir, and we sing in all kinds of different venues. And I sometimes do one in there as well.
That's great.
You're an all-rounder, really.
I'll sing one in Gaelic sometimes, you know, and they don't know what it means. It might be saying
anything.
English should get out of Ireland.
Oh, stop. We stop saying that. We stop saying that.
It might be in an old song, it might be saying.
All right, okay, yeah. And is there any tune that you've tried that bested you? That you found just a little bit too tricky or just didn't suit your voice?
Yeah, if the range is too big,
right,
it's just not worth trying.
Yeah, and are you planning to go ahead now again, Marianne, next year? Please do.
If I get through, you know.
Yeah. And will you have to come up with four different tunes, or can you repeat last year's ones?
We can repeat, yeah.
Right, they don't know.
No, because it'd be different adjudicators.
Mm.
Yeah. Early in the year, people have forgotten what you did last time.
True. And are there some? Do you pick up ideas from other performers and some of the other competitors?
Yeah. I often have a bit of paper, and if someone does an interesting syllable, I'll write it down. And then 2 weeks later, when I get home, I look at the thing and I think, what does that mean? I write that. But then next time I listen to a different lilter, I will get ideas every time.
That's great.
And it's accepted back in England where you live. It's accepted it's not just Marianne having a raving lunatic time. They accept it.
Well, there is a bit of that, but it depends where you do it. I mean,
okay.
The first few times I did it at a sort of concert where that was the only unaccompanied folk song, for example, and then I went into a lilt, I think people didn't know what was happening. They were all sort of rigidly sitting in their seats thinking, she'll stop in a minute. And then they find that it's all right to nod your head. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. So, but in a folk venue, like a folk club, they love it. Yeah.
And do you mind people tapping their feet during it, or would you tap your foot?
Tapping your feet is fine.
Right.
Tapping, no.
No.
Because if you clap, you can't hear what you're...
No.
So, unfortunately, there's a lot more clapping goes on this side of the water than
in
Ireland.
Right.
So in Ireland, they're better at the tapping the foot.
And in the competitions, Marianne, when you do your repertoire, is there a particular order? Do you start off with a certain type of one and end with a certain type of one? You know, do you begin with your best or... end with your best, or do you always do the jig second?
I usually do my jig is my favorite, so I usually do that at the end. Yeah,
right.
Because by the end, your brain can be a little bit scrambled. I mean, just remembering your way around the whole part tune, repeating each part twice, and then doing the whole lot again, and putting in a variety if you can. And if you want, you might put a variety to the tune in and lose your way a bit. You know?
Yes. So
that's the risk.
Yes.
But it does make the tune more exciting to hear if you manage it. But yeah.
So what were the four tunes you did this year? You said one of them was the Humours of Ballylochtan.
Yeah.
And what else did you do?
And Sean van Vocht.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Captain Bing.
All right.
I can't remember what the other one was. The other one was a reel. It was from an album by a Belfast band called Boil the Breakfast Early.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Their tunes are phenomenal. I recommend their CD to everyone. It's called Boil the Breakfast Early. I think that's what the name of the band is. And they are, oh, gosh. If you're ever driving a long way, stick that on and you will enjoy every moment.
Okay.
They're really great.
Thank you for that. Would you end off with maybe that reel? Can you remember it now? You probably can't.
I might be able to.
Or another reel. Just let us hear one.
You don't have to do repeats.
Reels are hard. I find the reels harder.
Yes.
Just do the A or the B then.
The reel goes a bit like this.
Thanks very much, Marianne. That was glorious. Well, so, Mijella, have you any other questions?
No, I think you've answered. I think you've gone through an awful lot of stuff there, Marianne.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Gillian.
Good, good. So I look forward to hundreds of children from Mullingar in the next year.
I just want to say thank you to Marianne for joining us by Zoom from England. It was very kind of her to give up her time. We met her in Mullingar at the FLA, and we'll hopefully see her again there in future FLAs. And it has been a revelation for us anyway. I'm going to turn off the recording now, Marianne. Is that okay? But we'll stay on for a minute. Thanks a million. I just stop.